This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The games officially get underway.
Your entire nation is cheering you on.
Pro football's COVID plan.
I think the NFL is sending a very strong signal.
Raging wildfires.
Everything burns. People are losing their homes and everything.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman at the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Japan, with the CBS World News Roundup. It is taking place right now. After a one-year delay, the 2020 Summer Olympics are taking place in 2021. Here inside this vast stadium that seats more than 60,000, only a few thousand people are actually here. Members of the media, diplomats, and Olympic officials. The U.S. official delegation is led by First Lady Jill Biden. She met today virtually with members of the U.S. team.
Hi, Sue. How are you doing?
One of those she spoke with, basketball star Sue Bird, who is one of the U.S. flag bearers.
Thank you for encouraging us, for being here. We're going to do our best out there to unify this country.
And the First Lady gave the Americans a bit of a pep talk.
Your entire nation is cheering you on.
My CBS colleague, Jamie Yukis, is also here in Tokyo. She says, like it or not, there is no getting away from COVID.
COVID cases in Tokyo are reaching a new six-month high of nearly 2,000 a day. The opening ceremony reflects that. Marco Balich is a longtime opening ceremony executive producer. He created spectacular shows in Rio where 65,000 people attended. In Tokyo, there are just 1,500.
Are you kind of holding your breath? There have been so many developments over the last few days.
What can I say? For them to work in the biggest show in the world with everybody having a bad sentiment around them, was not easy.
Not easy might be an understatement. Just in the past week, the opening ceremony's composer resigned and its creative director was dismissed.
During the next 2 weeks, COVID will be a continuing issue. Organizers hope safety measures in place will prevent any major disruptions. Right now, the parade of athletes is taking place. Still to come, the official opening of the games by the emperor and the lighting of the Olympic flame. And tomorrow, Steve, the first medals will be awarded.
Well, Steve, as the Olympics try to make it through a pandemic, the National Football League has drawn a line in the sand for the upcoming season. The league says if there's a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players, affected teams could forfeit regular season games if they can't be rescheduled, and players on both teams involved would not get paid that week. CBS Sports NFL analyst Jonathan Jones.
After the revenue losses from last season, the NFL and the team owners are trying to recoup some of that money. They're trying to get back to normal. They're trying to do it as safely as possible. And of course, they believe the best way to do that is for players to be fully vaccinated.
A handful of teams have vaccination rates below 50%. With virus cases rising around the country, Chicago, Boston, and Atlanta will now mandate mask wearing in public schools this fall. Las Vegas says it will make masks mandatory for only some students. Well, CBS's Lilia Luciano is in Nevada. That state has the highest rate of positive COVID tests nationwide.
At this pop-up clinic in Las Vegas, Barbara Collins-Givens is trying to get her first COVID vaccine. Givens and her husband both had COVID earlier this month, so while they have to wait a while to get vaccinated, she's telling everyone to get the shot now.
They're all going to get it because I told them they need to get it.
That's exactly what officials want to happen.
It really has become a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says community outreach is the key to curbing rising cases and deaths.
We want to support those who want to get out there and get those unvaccinated with the vaccine.
The groups identify specific community hotspots, then go into those areas to promote vaccinations.
We try to improve those rates so we can save lives.
Blocks away on the Vegas Strip, both unvaccinated and vaccinated workers are masking up again after county officials passed the mandate for all indoor employees.
In Southern Oregon, firefighting teams are making progress on the largest of all the Western wildfires. 70 homes and cabins have been destroyed. Winds have eased up. The big fire near Lake Tahoe, California, has now crossed into Nevada. Ed Hill is one of a new batch of people who had to get out of their homes.
Worrying about my house. There's a mountain right behind my house, and this fire was coming right down, and I don't know if my house is there or not.
It was a washout in the Phoenix area as a powerful storm brought heavy rain and flooding. This Uber Eats driver was one of several people who had to be rescued.
I got stuck in the storm, really. It was raining real bad, and then it just got deeper and deeper and deeper.
WCBS-TV weathercaster Lonnie Quinn says there could be more bad weather into the weekend.
We're talking about portions of Arizona picking up 8 inches of rain and possibly Tucson seeing 3 months worth of rain in 3 days.
There's an abortion challenge from one state in a direct bid to overturn the Roe versus Wade decision. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The state of Mississippi is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its landmark 1973 ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. A 6-3 conservative majority said in May that the court would hear arguments later this year over a Mississippi law that would ban abortion at 15 weeks.
In a new CBS News poll, there's wide support for making Election Day a national holiday. And our Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys, Jennifer DePinto, says
one thing that meets with widespread support is showing photo ID to vote. 8 in 10 Americans favor that. Most Americans favor automatic voter registration and automatically sending all eligible voters a mail ballot.
New steps being taken now in the Lone Star State, and CBS's Lisa Mateo says it means more migrants behind bars.
Texas officials have begun arresting migrants on trespassing charges along the U.S.-Mexico border. The detainees are being held at a state prison. Valverde County Attorney David Martinez tells the Associated Press all of those jailed so far have been single adult men, and that the number of arrests could increase to as many as 100 or 200 per day. He added that state troopers would not detain family units.
Texas is considering banning Ben & Jerry's ice cream. It's the latest scoop in the Cold War over the decision to stop selling in Israel's West Bank settlements. Florida's governor's looking into similar action. State officials there are investigating. We've had billionaires in space. How about Hollywood celebrities?
Kevin Hart reveals he got an offer to fly to space for a documentary series capturing a celebrity's experience in orbit. The comedian talked about it on his podcast, Straight from the Heart, on SiriusXM. He says it wasn't about the money.
If I'm 60, my kids are a certain age, I done seen all the flowers blossom and I done lived life. That's something that you punctuate it with. At this point, when you got these little ones at this, nah, I can't f*** around with space.
Ashton Kutcher recently made the same move, saying it wasn't the right decision for his family. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In the next few weeks, the rover Perseverance will collect its first rock sample from an ancient lake bed on Mars. A mission scientist says it's thought a lake that was once there might have filled up and dried out several times. The World News Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. For Steve Futterman in Tokyo, I'm Steve Kathan. CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.